The Chinook salmon count in Whitehorse is at a record low, and the Chilkat Bald Eagle Preserve Advisory Committee works to relocate a target shooting range outside of Haines. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Those stories are up next. Canadian origin salmon made up almost half of an above-average Chinook run in Alaska's Yukon River this year, but most of those salmon didn't make it all the way up the river to Whitehorse. The Yukon River Chinook run in Alaska is on track to meet escapement goals, according to the U.S. Department of Interior. But further up the Yukon River in Canada, the Whitehorse Fish Ladder counted its fewest salmon in decades.
So it's the lowest count since 1977.
Elizabeth McDonald is the executive director of the Yukon Salmon Subcommittee. They make recommendations to wildlife managers. She says salmon numbers were coming in about average most places,
with a few little exceptions. And one of the big exceptions was at the Whitehorse Rapids Fishway here in Whitehorse. There, the Chinook numbers were very poor.
Fewer than 300 Chinook made it up the ladder. That's about 100 fewer than the low from the 1970s. It's significant because back then, the numbers weren't augmented by hatchery fish like they are now. Whitehorse doesn't have a salmon fishery. They don't have a huge stock to begin with.
But it's very important to us here in Whitehorse because they're essentially the only ones we get to see, and most people in Whitehorse can't go out and fish them. So to keep kind of salmon culture alive and people involved in salmon, people take their kids to the fish ladder, and that's where they get to see Chinook.
Salmon may be thinning out in the Whitehorse section of the Yukon River, but Chinook numbers on other Yukon Territory rivers, like the Alsek system, have been fairly strong. Anglers are allowed to keep one Chinook on the Tatshenshini River this year. Last year, anglers had to catch and release the fish.
It's a really confounding issue what happened with the kings this year.
Holly Carroll manages salmon on the Yukon River for Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
We had really above-average numbers in the main stem Yukon.
She says nearly half of those were Canadian-origin salmon that swim up the Yukon through Alaska to get back to their spawning grounds. But fewer than she expected made it across the border to Canada. She says it should just barely make the lower end of the escapement goal. In the Yukon, McDonald thinks high water temperatures are to blame for the die-off. That's consistent with a report from Fisheries and Oceans Canada. They found Canadian Pacific salmon populations are declining due to climate change. Carroll says the Yukon River did have 70-degree water for a week in July during the run. She says it certainly killed chum salmon.
We don't have as much evidence that it caused mortality for Chinook salmon. But also, if Chinook salmon die, they tend to sink, and the bodies aren't usually seen.
McDonald is hoping for answers this December when the Yukon River Panel meets in Whitehorse. The panel is an international body responsible for the management of the river salmon. The 25-mile pullout on the Haines Highway has seen some changes over the past few months. Volunteers constructed a memorial to local outdoor recreation leaders. While working on the project, they cleaned up a nearby berm that had been used as an unofficial shooting range. At a meeting Wednesday, the Chilkat Bald Eagle Preserve Advisory Committee requested that Alaska's Division of Forestry find a site that would be more appropriate for target shooting. KHNS's Henry Leisha reports.
For years, Jim Stanford has been trying to construct a memorial to commemorate locals who helped create opportunities for outdoor recreation in Haines. Construction on a sign, kiosk, and benches around a fire pit began this summer at the 25-mile pullout. Part of the work included removing a berm that was used for target practice. State Parks Superintendent Preston Cruz said that target shooting in that area of the Chilkat Bald Eagle Preserve is illegal.
Target shooting is allowed only in areas posted by the Division for Target Shooting. That specific area was also a nuisance because of the pollution and the safety hazard of the location.
The berm at 25 Mile was littered with spent rounds and disposed household items used for targets. It's also a popular area for walking, biking, ATVing, and cross-country skiing. There are other areas along the highway that people have used for target shooting. Local tour operator Andy Hedden was critical of unsanctioned shooting areas that have filled with garbage over the years.
From what I've seen, I think it would be appropriate to address it as a nuisance in a lot of cases. 16 Mile, I don't know how many hundreds of pounds of broken glass and TVs and chairs that we've hauled out of there. You can call it vandalism.
A few members of the advisory committee felt that there needed to be better public education about where people can shoot. Derek Poinsett said it wasn't clear that 25 Mile was off limits for target practice.
Talking to folks about that berm coming down, a lot of people were not aware that they were breaking any rules at all by doing that.
Cruz noted that State Parks isn't opposed to target shooting on parks land as long as it is a designated area.
We're willing to discuss it in the future if somebody wants to pursue that.
At the end of the discussion, Bill Thomas moved to request that the Division of Forestry find an area that would be suitable for shooting along the Haines Highway. The motion was approved unanimously. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strumpel. Thanks for joining us.